Hi, my name's Alex Akratidis. I'm 19 years old and I support the WTM Centre in Melbourne, Australia. I just wanted to start off talking about the really important subject of resignation, just to give a bit of context to what I want to read about my experience through resignation. So basically, when the state of the human condition in a person becomes extreme during adolescence, that insecurity about the imperfections within them and the world around become so unbearably depressing, because there's just no answers to any of your childhood questions and the whole world's in denial, so they can't give you the answers. And so in order to cope, that person has no choice, because they're just so guilt-ridden by this point, they have no choice but to resign themselves. So to basically cut all ties with their soul, with that childhood innocence inside, and to pursue a world of power, fame, fortune and glory in order to seek enough reinforcement to keep at bay that insecurity. So it's really extreme what the human race has had to go through, but now we've got the answers. My experience of resignation that I happened to remember recently and wrote down. After year 9, when I was 15 years old, during the summer holidays, I did absolutely nothing but stay in my room in the darkness, preoccupied with my phone all day, every day, never went out of my room. Curtains down, lights off. I was so nutrient deficient and dehydrated, I would get up off my bed and see stars and feel a fainting sensation. I barely ate food, I barely spoke to my siblings, barely spoke to my parents, would walk past everyone like I was in a different dimension. The alienation was so strong, I just felt like I didn't connect to anyone. Every time I walked out of my room, I felt like I walked into condemnation. Every person personified the reasons why I felt I wasn't good enough as a person. Those summer holidays was when I felt like I had become schizophrenic. I projected an imaginary scenario each day of around 4 people on each side of my room that I received some sort of validation from. I couldn't bear the agony anymore of the exposure of the imperfections within me and within the world. So the following year, I started year 10 after their summer holidays as if I had hopped into a completely new body. I was numb and felt like a new person, as if I had shed my soul from my body. I was completely absorbed by my masks and coping strategies. I was so embedded into denial, there was no longer I could acknowledge any imperfections within me, and I fully subscribed to pseudo-idealism and my victim mentality to extract reinforcement from my surroundings. So at that point, I just became soul dead, a walking zombie. Yeah, this was my experience of resignation, and it was very real. I had completely blocked it out, like I had cut it out of my life and thrown it away into the darkness. It was just so depressing. It wasn't a thought that I'd want to remember. So I finally remembered it after putting the pieces together with, you know, people around me talking about how I was at that stage of life. Well, I saw before I resigned, I remember, and I think it was because I had some exposure of the information before, so I could look at things a bit more honestly. And I remember just on the playground, whatever, in year 9 or year 8, and by year 9 actually was basically when you could tell people started resigning, and I would go to people naively and be like, you know, you're that person that, you know, a couple of years ago you said you wouldn't become, you used to look at the older kids like that, and now you've become like that. And I'd naively say that, but I was so shocked, you know, at everyone had just completely changed, and everyone became so much more alienated. And even my friends, like when I said that to them, because it was just this inner thought that was starting to frustrate me, because I was like, why is everyone changing so much? And I asked them that. I'm like, you know, what happened? Like, don't you remember saying that? And they just didn't say anything. And they just sort of were like, criticized that part of them, and were just like, oh, you know, I was stupid, I was naive back then, like I don't know, just sort of criticized that state of mind. And it was just so shocking to me. And then Yeah, I feel like year nine was just the most alienated time at school and the most conflict, and you could just see everybody was just reaching that breaking point where they just had to never look back at the imperfections within them, and because they're just not getting any answers and no reinforcement. So you could just see everybody just bang resign. And it was so clear. It's almost like if I hadn't resigned, I just wouldn't have had friends, because everybody was just resigning. And, you know, if I didn't resign, I would have been that sort of condemning conscience, you know, that, you know, the resigned people can always sense that when people are more attached to the soul, and that's why kids are so condemning. Their honesty. Like before resignation, like you still have that sensitivity in you, and just like the dramatic difference after resigning, I just felt like a numb person, just absorbed by all my masks. Like it was just, yeah, it was crazy what humans have to go through to cope with the human condition. Yeah, well, when you resign, you just feel, when I resigned, I felt like you feel so alienated, like you just feel so numb, but you've just resigned into this world now where you can just block out any confrontation with the human condition and just keep it getting reinforcement, and you get to participate with everybody in that, you know, basically that hardcore search for knowledge, but they're just going through that conflict inside constantly, and it's just building and building, and you're just getting nowhere. I remember like in year 10, I was like, oh wow, you know, I feel like it's just, I don't know, like I'm on the same level as everybody now. Like it just felt like, I'd become a part of that world, you know, that terrible, crippling world, but it was the only way I could get reinforcement. So this has just like changed my life. Like I remember the moment the information sunk in enough that I just saw that this is the solution to the world's problems. I was on cloud nine, like, and it was like it brought me and my brother together, because me and my brother had opposite strategies, and there was just no way in the resigned world without understanding that we were ever going to get along. And I mean, same with my other siblings and my family. And you know, before the information, it was so dysfunctional, and we would go out praying as if our family was more functional than others. And then now it's like, fuck, I can see how dysfunctional it was, and it's so relieving to now lift that burden of guilt. And you know, and obviously the rest of my family has it, so we can all just come together, and now I can just understand the world, and people don't irritate me like they did before, because I just, if anything, like I just feel sympathy for them, because you know where they're coming from. You actually relate to everybody more than your resigned brain thinks. You literally are going through the same battle as everybody. But then you just get the information and you understand it, and it's just, it, now I can just build this new world inside of my brain. I can just live with security in the information. It's just so relieving. it's just gonna eliminate every problem out there. And like I always have visions of just everybody just being at one, just adults and kids, like no hierarchy, they're all just playing together, and there's just unconditional nurturing, and everyone just is not from a non-understanding point of view, not controlled by instincts. Like now you can finally genuinely behave cooperatively and loving, but through understanding. And it's just crazy, and it's just going to solve all the world's problems. I can see every problem right now is run by the human condition. And once once it just gets out there, everybody's just going to come together, and then we can just, like, I'm so excited for what the world can come up with once this, once everybody can just come together after understanding the information, and the things we would come up with as a collective is just going to be ridiculous. Yeah, I think it's so important now, everybody just get in touch with the WTM, because it's just going to change your life, and the exposure of the information is confronting, but it's just coming from the most compassionate position. It's not telling you off. It's literally being compassionate towards that side. We've never had that in the world before. All our behavior has just been condemned. And now you've got someone, you know, Jeremy Griffith, that's actually putting understanding into your human condition and just compassionately understanding you. And you just, it's just going to bring you a whole new world of just security and relief. Your body's just going to feel much more better. You're going to be in a positive headspace. So, yeah.